Oops. My boob popped out. All right, now that's not me. My moves are fine, but my wife Lindsay's going to kill me. That's why I do these things before she gets up in the morning. 833-JOE-ALEX. I want to know, when did your boob pop out? Straight up. I mean, I really don't want to hear, like, you know, ding-dong stories, but what happened, ladies, where something came undone? My wife was doing some boxing. We do this thing, a title boxing club, and it's where they have classes, and it's about 45 minutes to an hour. They have, like, the boxing, and then you have a cool down, and you just punch the bag. You know, you're not fighting somebody, but you punch the boxing bag. And I didn't go because I have a pinched nerve still on my back, but she was there, and she said she was, like, halfway through it. She was really getting into this combo. She's like, jab, cross, cross, hook. And, like, when she hooked, I think she hooked her boob or something because her sports bra came undone.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Poor Lindsay. I was like, dang, girl, I like your stuff, but I didn't realize. Have either one of you had that happen? I don't know if that means you have to be, like, really big-chested for that to happen.
Probably not, but...
But her boob, she's like, it was so embarrassing. She said somebody in the class had to have seen it. She's like, I'm never going back again. I'm like, you have to go back.
I don't think I could go back.
No, I don't think I could go back after that. I don't blame her.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539 is the number. If you have an incident where, oops, my boob popped out, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, what about Janet Jackson in that Super Bowl? What year was that?
She's got the ultimate oop.
That was on purpose. That was on purpose between her and Justin Timberlake. I'm not just going to make her be in trouble. You think that was an accidental boob pop?
I think
he
really
ripped
was an
it on purpose, Liv.
I don't know. I really think it was an accident. I really do, because I think the network lost a lot of money from that.
Yeah, but my point is, like, the network didn't know about it, but, like, Janet and Justin,
but, like,
I think, did it on purpose.
What would they have to gain from that? They were already performing at the Super Bowl.
Because we still
just
talk
the shock
about
value.
It.
Value.
We still talk about
an iconic
it.
Pop culture moment.
You think it was planned?
Yeah.
Maybe
that's why she. That's why that thing was easily removable, that little cutout around her boob.
And
that makes
Liv,
sense.
If you listen to the words of the song, I'm going to have you naked by the
end of
this
song. Boob!
I was in fourth grade when this happened. I watched it live, and I was like, oh my God! It was the craziest thing I had ever seen in my entire life.
I was in high school. My mom, like, had to, like, shield my eyes.
I was with my mom breastfeeding at the time, and I was still like, whoa, what is this? Jessica, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Oops, my boob popped out. What happened?
Good morning.
Hey.
So I was working out at the gym with my personal trainer. I had lost a little bit of weight, and my sports bra zipped in the front, and as I'm working out and both arms went out to the side, my sports bra come undone, popped right open, but it wasn't one. It was both.
Oh, hold on. Oops, my boobs. Wow, is it a male or female trainer?
Oh, he was a male.
Was he, like, an attractive guy? Not saying you had a thing for him, but was he good looking?
I mean, he was cute, but I just kind of... and took off running.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do.
Did you, so I was going to say you didn't finish, like, your set?
Oh, God, no. When it popped open, I mean, it popped open with so much force, it was like,
That's
it was crazy.
Did you not have a shirt on over top of it?
Well, I think I was wearing, like, a white tank top.
Oh, man.
Pretty well cut.
Yep.
And it was raining. And it was raining that day. Yeah, it was like a wet T-shirt contest in there. Well, Jessica, hopefully my wife will hear this and not feel so bad, because she said she's never going back there. So I don't see
did
the big
deal. Did you go
deals.
Back?
Well, I haven't been back in a few weeks because I've hurt my back, but I'll go
no,
back.
No, but this lady.
Oh, we just lost her right there.
Oh,
so
I don't. Think
I would
I
assume
would
she would never
go back. I would be so mortified.
You work at a gym, Liv. I mean, you work out all the time out of anybody on the show. Liv, the web girl's always into fitness, but also she works with the kids at the daycare that are at the gym. But you've had to see some stuff happen, right? Or no? You've never seen anybody have, like, a problem there where something popped out?
The only thing is that I used to take, like, a yoga class as, like, a cool down.
Yeah.
And the instructor would wear the tightest shorts. And you could see his berries.
Oh, my God!
Sometimes.
Well, okay.
I don't understand. And I also don't understand the whole thing where, like, on purpose, women are, like, showing off their cheese nips. Lizzo, the rapper and singer, yesterday posted
get
a picture
juice.
Of her completely naked in the bathroom, barely doing a hand bra. One of her boobs, you could totally see through her hand. And it's like, but why?
There's so many celebrities that wear just, like, sheer shirts
I
with
hate
nothing
that.
Underneath.
I hate that trend. It's just gross to me. And I remember being on a flight maybe a year or so ago, and this woman was breastfeeding, which I don't have a problem with, but I thought it was bizarre. She was breastfeeding completely topless, completely shirtless, walking up and down the aisle.
It's being comfortable. Like, for me, I don't breastfeed, but, like, when I go to the bathroom, I take off all my clothes.
One of her boobs was just out as she was breastfeeding. She didn't have a shirt on or anything, like, nothing.
Were they nice?
Completely naked from her jeans up, completely, walking up and down the plane. plane aisle as we're flying.
Maybe she was wondering if anybody else had a baby. She was like, hey, I got some milk.
I couldn't believe no one said anything. I think everyone was too scared.
I think that's the weirdest thing is that no one said anything.
No one said anything.
It's a boob.
No, I know it's a boob, but like for how triggered like our culture gets, like that's weird that no one said a single word.
In the row in front of me, there were small children. Like there was like probably like a 7-year-old girl sitting in front of me right there on the aisles. This woman's walking up and down.
I'm like, one day you'll be a woman and you will have these too. All right, well, if you got a story, photos you don't need to share, but you could always tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. And oops, my boob popped out. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.